This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You're listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
That was Clarence Carter and this Valentine's Day 2010 on the Carol Cox Show here on K108. It's a Sunday, and we have a guest in the studio with Carol this morning. Russi Noy is going to be joining us, and right now let's go to Carol Cox. Hi, Carol.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Carol.
I want to first wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. I mean, all of you out there, and what's that song? Love is in the air. And so chocolates will be flying, and, you know. Yeah, but anyway, Russ is with VJ Entertainment, and I invited him here because we have a big event coming up, the Hawaii Expo.
Hawaii Ocean Expo. Coming up on February 27th and 28th, so 2 weeks from now.
And this is the second annual, all right?
Yes, this is our second annual Ocean Expo here in Oahu.
So tell us something about that. And also, if you're out there and you want to call in, got questions, I understand they're still open for vendors and booths and all. 524-1080, 524-1080, KWAI.
Basically, the Hawaii Ocean Expo is anything and everything to do with the ocean and water sports, from activities to just even wellness things that has to do with ocean-related activities. Mm-hmm. Everything from fishing, surfing, diving, stand-up paddleboarding. We even have surf wear, like from bathing suits to swim shorts to surf gear and companies like that are coming down. Yes, we do have openings still. Last year, we had 140 booths. Filling the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall. This year we're expecting even more vendors, and we do have room. And if you are interested, please give Actually, my partner, Kanoi, who's in charge of the booth sales, his number would be 561-4411, and that's Kanoi Sandifer. Or you can check our website, which is www.hawaiioceanexpo.com, with all the details and things that are happening, of what we'll be talking about, I guess, today.
So approximately how many people attended last year?
Last year we had over just about 12,000 people came through the 2 days. And it was a really, really good positive turnout for everybody, the vendors as well as the attendees.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of everything at the expo. Everything from a kid's cakey fun zone, bouncers with the Nemo themes. Mm-hmm. All the games there are produced by Winter Nazarene. They set up different ocean-related games.
Mm-hmm.
From everything from spinning shark's wheel to a putting area, which gets a ping pong drop ball, which you can win some goldfish and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit for everything, for the moms, the dads, the fishermen, the surfer. There's activities and just things throughout the whole entire days we have there.
So there's also a tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's with that? Last year, young man won it with 67.9-pound Ulua.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Masters?
Yeah, we call it the GT Masters. GT standing for Giant Trevely, being the Ulua. Ulua over 10-pound. Popio is considered Ulua. So what happens is it coincides with the expo. Actually, the tournament starts on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
At noon, and it's a shore casting tournament, so not boat, just from the beach. You throw your poles out. Last year we had about 240 entries. They fish over the weekend, and what it is on the Sunday, the last day of the expo at 1 o'clock, all the fish that are caught that are, you know, the chance to win, come in, and we do the weigh-ins right on the main stage at the expo, which is really interesting for a lot of people who haven't seen Ulua's and who just basically haven't seen the kind of fish that you can catch from the beaches that they hang out at.
Now, I'm always interested in how much does the winner get? What is the prize?
Well, last year, this year too, Izuo Brothers, the distributor for all the fishing supplies in Hawaii, put up $5,000. And the $5,000 gets split up in the first six places. 1 through 6 gets a money pot, as well as they have a side pot entry. And actually, you can still enter that tournament if you're interested, which is, the website is gtmasterscup.com. And you have until Tuesday. We extended the deadline till Tuesday because not realizing tomorrow is a holiday and you won't be able to postmark your entries till then. But last year, Francis, nicknamed Gani Tano, won with a 67.9-pound Ulua. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know the exact numbers, but he walked away with $2,500 in cash, as well as another at least $2,500 in prizes supplied by the sponsors from Izuo, like from the custom rod wrap with Shimano reels, as well as a beautiful Gyotaku by Naoki.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing prizes that we have there.
You know, I've traveled to the mainland, and I've gone into Springfield, Missouri, and what have you, and I see Bass Pro Shop. And it's way back when I used to fish and all, and just I'm like a kid in a candy shop or in a dream world.
Same here.
So this is Honolulu's equivalent of that, pretty much, because you got people, companies such as Penreel.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Hawaii Fishing News participating in it. The voice of the fishermen here, keeping them posted on what's going on. You got Fenwick, Mitchell Reel, Shakespeare, Berkeley.
Yep.
But Izuo Brothers is limited, is pretty much
the main distributor,
of these guys.
Yeah.
So we're not talking lightweight here. We're talking the name brand support. And I also see Geico is supporting you, and Channel 2 KHON main. And what are they doing? Airing it, or what's going on with it?
The actual fishing tournament this year will be announced as a sporting event, and that's what we're trying to do, is promote fishing not just as a weekend activity, which is great, but this tournament itself, we are basing it off of the Bassmasters, and even like as how golf tournaments are run. So it's professionally done. There's a few different things that go with this tournament. If you catch an Ulua, you have to call it in, and we have our people around the island to check the fish to make sure it's fresh, make sure it's, you know, it's caught. There's a 60-pound test limit. There's a lot of different rules with the tournament. And just to keep the checks and balances to make sure there's no cheating, which we hope there isn't, but just to keep it with the money involved, we want to make sure that we do as much as we can to keep it fair.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to step the level of fishing up, promoting fishing, but promoting it in the most professional way we can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Atlapak Fishing Club, who really has come aboard to help us with the weigh-ins, the scales, with everything. Hawaii Fishing News, who has been helping us promote the event actually all year long. He's had it posted on his magazine. Thank you, Chuck, for all the support. Just turning this tournament into the creme de la creme of fishing tournaments in Hawaii, and for shore casting anyways.
Mm-hmm. So the thing to look out for is people want to join. Now, is it restricted to this island?
Yes, just this island. Not
Oahu,
yeah. And you cannot fish on the surrounding islands, like, you know, the Mokumanus, the Chinaman's Hat, Flat, you know, the little islands. You have to stay on the main island.
Okay.
And it's also restricted to, you can't go on, say, the military base, because it's not a public access for everyone. So we want to keep it to just the public beaches.
I see.
Yeah.
And through this, you folks, I was looking at, you also have the educational part of this, and you're also trying to enlighten and educate the fishermen on the right way to do things.
Yes.
And then I heard you mention the no cheating. You don't want any cheating.
Yeah.
And you know how often fishermen tell you, you should have seen the one that got away.
Yeah.
Well, we want that to contain it there, you know. Don't fudge the lines. And you said 60-pound test. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The main, in your main reel, your main line has to be a 60-pound test. No more. It can be less, but no more than 60-pound test. The reason why we implement that rule is because it levels the playing field. Nothing against the guys that slide bait off of the deep ridges and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but technically they normally would have 80 to 100 pound tests in their reel. Whereas the shore casting guy that goes to just goes to the beach and throws his pole out, it's really difficult for them to cast out such a heavier pound test to get it further out.
Right.
So what we do is implement the 60 pound test because it's a middle level where both fishermen styles can be done. And just makes it fair. It makes it harder because Ghani, who won last year, he had some tough time bringing in his ulua, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was it brings up more of a challenge. It's, you're just not horsing this ulua in
right.
like you yeah. could normally with
tow
a heavy
trucking
pole.
It in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sport went in.
Yeah.
This is yeah. Now, the Hawaii Ocean Expo is. Going to be, you want to carry this on the next year, so this isn't just something you're dappling and playing with, right?
No, this is, if you don't mind, I'll tell you how I came up with this idea.
That's what I was fishing for.
Basically, I literally almost woke up in a cold sweat. I think I was watching TV and it was about a fishing thing that was going on, and I have a 3-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter, and we go to the beach all the time, take them fishing and diving, or, you know, just at the mm-hmm. sandbar in Kaneohe. I had this dream, and it scared me. I was with my kids, and we were in a Walmart, and we were going to get, like, you know, fishing supplies there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked across in this dream, this big parking lot to this huge warehouse. And we went into the warehouse, and I paid a fee, and, you know, I bought them a hot dog. And then we walked to this big man-made pond, and then I had to take them fishing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared me because there is places like that in the mainland where it's you pay to go fish and you
pay to play, pay to catch.
Yeah, and it's man-made and you catch and release, which really opened my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared me, and I had this idea that, well, we gotta, you know, I'm a part of the. Department of Aquatic Research for the tag and release for
mm-hmm.
the Pupils and Ulua.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we got to implement some kind of an expo to educate the fishermen. Like,
mm-hmm.
just catch what you need, release what you don't. You know, just be responsible fishermen on this. So the whole idea with the expo came up is, like, the other part is, like, I used to surf all the time. And now I don't get out as much, but that doesn't mean I don't fish. It doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
I don't dive. I have a little boat, And I think everybody who is ocean-minded and loves the water has the crossovers, you know. Whether you just enjoy going to the beach, you know, you might be interested in different things, from stand-up paddleboarding to, you know, grabbing a fishing pole or whatever. So it's just the crossover part. So the expo all came together in that sense to just bring everybody ocean-minded together under one building and share with each other. And
Wow. Well, this is the Carol Cox Show, and we're 524-1080, 524-1080. I'm speaking with Russ Inouye of Hawaii Ocean Expo, and a big event coming up on the...
February 27th and 28th at the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall.
Again, what time is it open? And
the opening day is Saturday, the 27th. Doors open at 9 o'clock. They close at 7:30. Sunday is the 28th, open at 9 o'clock and close at 5. Children 5 and under are free. 6 through 12 is $3. And adults, general admission, 13 and up is $5. And you can go on Q-mania, www.qmania.com /HOE, and there will be a discounted $2 coupon off of the general admission. So basically you can get in there for $3.
So give that, because these are hard times and a lot of people, big families, or give that where they can get that coupon again.
Qmania.com /HOE. And then that would give you a good discount for the family. Bring the whole family down, because it is a family-friendly expo. From everything.
Well, I got a couple of friends that are all excited for many reasons, but they're all so excited about the... Last year, I don't know if you had this, but you just mentioned it also, the poke.
Oh, yeah.
contest. Now, everybody need to hear about this, because those that eat fish and what have you, and the vegetarians come down and pick through the limu. They don't have to eat the fish. They still should come down, right? Because there's other things, sports and stand-up paddling and all. But tell us about this poke contest.
The poke contest was a huge success last year. We partnered with KHON, and what happens is, if you want to enter the poke contest, which is, I want to make it clear, it's ahi poke. We had a lot of entries last year, which was taco poke and different things. Eventually, we'll expand out, but for now, it's just ahi. And we're really looking for an innovative way to not-so-traditional ahi poke. So it's sponsored by Fresh Catch. Fresh Catch is our sponsor. They have a plate lunch and poke store in Wailea.
Where are they located? I've been there. I don't remember the exact address. Do you have...
I don't know the exact address. It's on Wailea, across from W&M Burger and City Mill. It was the old Pizza Hut there.
Right.
Super, super good plate lunches, Fresh Catch. And they just opened up a new one near my house, which I'm happy, is in Kaneohe.
You better watch out. You look like me.
They had the poke bowls all the time over there. Super, super good stuff. So they sponsored, and basically anyone can enter. It's if you go to the KHON website, KHON2.com, there's a contest section, and in there you can enter your recipe. And what we do is one of the chef, the owner from Fresh Catch, and we have another chef from Nobu, a good friend of mine, the executive chef Lindsay Ozawa, they oversee the recipes, and they end up picking six of the recipes that they think will do well. And what it is on the morning news that Thursday, prior to the expo, you'll be featured on TV with Manolo Morales, the morning show, and you make your poke, and we'll be able to taste, and the owner of Fresh Catch, as well as last year we had BJ Penn, came on and they did a taste test, and then they picked the three out of the six. So the three that get chosen on that morning come back on Saturday, and they start prepping around noon, and 1 o'clock, it's a people's choice now. So everyone at the expo has a chance to taste the three different pokies, and then they cast their ballot. And we count up the ballots, and we figure out who was the people's choice. The big thing about this, and the ultimate thing, is the winner gets a trip for two, courtesy of Alaska Air and Alaska Real Adventures, to Alaska. If you've seen, like, Hawaii Goes Fishing or Let's Go Fishing, they do a lot of that shelter lodge, catch the salmon, the Dungeness crabs, you know, halibut, you know, all kinds of stuff. Alaska Real Adventures has given us the prize again. That's the grand prize winner.
Wow.
We'll receive that.
Man, so if you're good at making poke, maybe, and you say original, right? So
yep.
if, guy come down and has a special one with Jack Daniels or something.
Hey, it can be. You never know. That's what we're looking for. Really looking for something that's different. You know.
Yeah.
So, of course we love the traditional pokey, mm-hmm. but then just to try to do a little twist on it, try and see what we can. Last mm-hmm. year's winner, Colin Saito, he took his son to Alaska. I saw the pictures of what they caught, and oh my God, it was amazing. King salmons to Dungeness crabs. Like he was telling me about the how we call it butterfish, but it's black cod.
Black cod.
And the black cod sashimi style. He said it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know there's a white salmon that comes in, and then the sashimi he showed me the pictures. It looks like hamachi. He said mm-hmm. it's a lot more oily mm-hmm. and it's super good. So I was just I want to enter, but I can't.
Yeah, well. Maybe when you retire, you can come back. I was looking at some of the advertisement, and you're also focusing on children and the mm-hmm. education. And what kind of educational things you're going to have there, and who's participating in that?
We specifically make an area called the Ocean University, and it's for organizations that nonprofit organizations that are out there to promote, educate the kids as well as the adults of what's going on, you know, everything from the green sea turtle, the Hawaiian monk seal, mm-hmm. to you know, rubbish pickups on the beaches. You can volunteer. Mm-hmm. So what part of this thing was, my dream was to get this education part. So the fishing tackle box areas, the surfing, the stand-up paddle boards, all the boat zones and stuff like that, that will bring the masses. And then in the hopes that these people will be able to stop by the Ocean University, ask questions, maybe even volunteer, because the way I look at it is not many people are just going to go out of their way to go and sign up to go clean up the beach or learn about what's happening with the turtles and things like that. So this brings the nonprofit guys a chance to show and share what they're doing. And on top of that, if you are a nonprofit and you have this organization, we don't charge you anything except our cost of the booth. So if you're a nonprofit, you can get involved in Ocean University at just $150,
mm-hmm.
and that's literally a free booth for us.
Right.
Because we want you out there. We want you to share what you're doing and help educate the mm-hmm. people that are coming through.
Mm-hmm. So, how would they, the nonprofits? I mean, I'm kind of the last minute guy too. How would they get?
You can go to our website, the mm-hmm. HawaiiOceanExpo.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up. There's an application online. There's a number, like I said, Kanoi Sandifer, his number, direct number, 561-4411.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call him and he can set it up. It's not too late, and we'd love to have, you know, you guys there to go and educate and promote what you're doing to help mm-hmm. help out with our waters.
Wow, this sounds like the crossroads for all good things.
I hope so. I mean, that's our goal. I mean, my dream is to have one day to have the state come together and give us an ocean week.
Mm-hmm.
Where every day during the week we do something that's helping to educate and promote ocean mm-hmm. activities. Get out there, you know, like don't sit on your couch, you know, get out there, go swim, go dive, go stand mm-hmm. and paddle, go fish, take your families together, you know, and then have it all end up with this expo down
wow.
the line. That's what we're hoping. That's our vision for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have my friend of ours, Russ Inouye, with the Hawaii Oceans Expo, and we're sitting here talking with him. It's going to occur the
27th, and 28th.
And 28th of February at Blaisdell. Get ready to get down there. There's a tournament. Then we're going to come back with Russ. I had asked a couple people to call in, paid a visit over to Lanai, trying to look at some whales and some get some information so we can try and put together a booklet for kids.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of that, and I want to put some good pictures together for the kids in school, and I think it's important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so while over there, I'd never been to Lanai, but is
neither
it awesome? Oh, that's Hawaii's little secret. It's still, you drive by anybody, even the police, they wave at you.
Wow.
They don't look the other way. And for the listeners out there, if you really want to enjoy old Hawaii, you need to get on the plane and head to Lanai. Honestly, it is awesome. And the Castle and Cook, the roads are clean. I mean, you can't see trash of any kind.
That's awesome.
I've never seen it. I mean, this is what it's really heartwarming. But anyway, we're going to come right back with Rusty Noye, and I have Barbara from Lanai, and she is the owner of Pele's Restaurant. Good morning. Hi, Barbara. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. And, well, I've already, speaking of love and what have you, I had the occasion, and why I really wanted to invite you guys and to call in and let people know that one of the best vegetarian burgers you could ever find in anywhere is right there at Pele's Restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. And I hope you enjoyed the Lanai experience and meeting people and the beauty of our island here.
Yeah. Well, I even believe that if I could afford it, I'd hop on the plane and take an island air over there just to get a sandwich.
Oh.
Honestly, I mean, it's that good.
Well, next time Mark and I are over on Oahu, we'll give you a little ring and I'll bring you over a sandwich. How's that?
Okay, but I don't want to make my listeners jealous.
I thought you were going to say I don't want to make a list of all the other sandwiches that bring over.
I'm just trying to be nice and Anyway, tell us about your Pele, the restaurant there, and so that when people get ready to go over there, it's a quaint little place, it's nice. Tell us what all goes on.
We started about 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. We vacationed on Lanai about 15 years ago. And when we came up into town, there was about two restaurants to eat in town and said, you know, hey, there'd be a great place to open up a sandwich, salad, soup, you know, little place. And mm-hmm. we moved from New York to Lanai, mm-hmm. and it started off as a health food store, totally vegan. We did hummus and tabbouleh, and everything was totally organic. The population kind of couldn't support that theme, so we went a little bit more mainstream deli, mm-hmm. but still kept a lot of the healthy aspects of eating. Everything is fresh, and our sandwiches have a quarter pound of meat, or our veggie burgers and our veggie wraps mm-hmm. are just killer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear that for 13 years, and I mean, I eat them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing with that vegetarian sandwich or the veggie burger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want you to give your trade secrets away, but describe that sandwich. I mean, it's wholesome. It's good.
It's hearty. Okay, mm-hmm. we make actually a sun-dried tomato aioli.
Mm-hmm.
And it has it's almost like a garden burger that mm-hmm. you could get at your local store, but it's got a little bit more mushrooms in it and zucchini, and it's a patty.
Mm-hmm.
And we brown that, and I do that in the oven, our pizza oven, which the heat from the pizza oven is so concentrated, it cooks it really quickly since there's no meat in it, and I just really have to warm it. And then it comes on a toasted bun, and tomatoes, onions, lettuce, and it's all good.
Wow. Well, I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to get back or get one of those sandwiches. But you have dinners there in the evening?
Yes, we do. We actually transition to like an Italian bistro. We do pastas, pizzas, still our healthy salads, and we bring on the wait staff. We have linens on the table. Like when you saw it was more deli style, you mm-hmm. came up to the counter.
Well, I was just looking for a sandwich.
Dinner is more sit down, you know. The music is a little bit different. We mm-hmm. transition to jazz, and it's a lighting is different. We put the wall sconces on, and it's a softer feel, and it's a completely different restaurant. Mm-hmm. You have to come back, and you have to come in for dinner as well, because the food is just as good.
Well, you know, for the you have a website. What is the website?
Pele'sOtherGarden.com.
And Pele's again?
Yes. P-E-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
O-T-H-E-R. Mm-hmm. G-A-R-D-E-N.
Pelly's Other Garden .com. So the reason I ask is a lot of fishermen go out of island, and in many cases they want to know where they can get a sandwich or, you know, got their family with them and, you know, the kids want to eat. So you do you do any kind of field package where you prepare sandwiches for them when they leave the hotels or whatever?
Absolutely. Well, since we bring a lot of products in from Oahu and Maui, when they're flown in, they come in with these ice packs. And instead of just throwing them away, we recycle them into our picnic lunches. So, absolutely. Sandwiches, salads, they all come packaged, you know, ready to go, and they'll last all day because they have, you know, ice in them. And it's not ice that'll melt. It's just, you know, those gel packs.
Well, good. And anyway, where are you located in town? And give a phone number so
we're on the corner of 8th and Houston, right across the street from Dole Park. Our number is 808-565-9628. Hey, you could just take a walk around town, and you'll be sure to meet and greet a lot of Lanaians, and they'll point you in the direction of Pelly's Other Garden.
Well, anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed conversing with you folk there, and I hope the fishermen, now this is one other place, and there are other restaurants there, and they're near, you're near the hotels there the, in
Hotel
town.
Hotel and I, yes, we're
Hotel
about two blocks from Hotel and I.
Okay, and I don't think they get lost. If
no, that's pretty funny.
But
and I hope to see some of your pictures that you've taken on Lanai.
I will, I definitely want to get them out, and so the kids and, you know, we can appreciate that. That island is beautiful. So.
It is. The wildlife here is spectacular, from the mouflon sheep to the deer, the axis deer, and just the birds, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the sights of Maui and Lanai and or Molokai and what have you. Well, anyway, nice chatting with you, and
hey,
maybe next year you can get involved with the ocean. The Hawaii Ocean Expo.
I would appreciate that, yeah.
But keep up the good work and say hello to your husband.
I sure will.
And tell him I said hi, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you. And we'll put that link up at carolcox.com so that fishermen or whoever going over there, and I hope the listeners, if nothing else, the sandwich is worth it, honestly.
Thanks, Carol. You have a good day.
All righty. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Well, Russ, I was thinking, man, in the old days, it's awesome. And I was thinking, so I took my sandwich down to Shipwreck Beach.
Okay.
And sat there, and, you know, I'd always looked at the internet and saw Shipwreck Beach and all, and I thought, wow, what a nice place. Beautiful.
Oh, man.
So, you folks out there, you don't have to go to Vegas and chance winning some money or whatever. You can go to Lanai.
In Vegas.
And you can have yourself a good day outing. Take the family or spend the night over there. I really enjoyed it. So, anyway, back to Russ Inouye with the Hawaii Ocean Expo.
Yeah, speaking of Vegas, it's funny you should say that. If you come to the expo, you go to the Hawaii Goes Fishing TV, the OC 16 show, and you can sign up. And what they're doing is giving away a trip for two, round trip on Omni Air, 5-night stay at California Hotel, meals included, to Las Vegas. So anyone, it's a free entry. Anyone that comes there can sign up, and just a lucky name drawing that they'll announce a winner.
And let me try to rationalize this. So if I got at my age, what would I have to pay to get in?
$5.
$5.
But if you go to Qmania.com, you can download the coupon, so it'll only be $3.
So Qmania.com. So I spend $3, speaking of Vegas, and I can walk in there and pretty much win, take a chance with $3 to win a trip to...
Trip for two to Las Vegas, 5 nights, stay at California Hotel, and all meals paid for.
And then I can make a pokey and...
And then you can make a pokey, and if you win, then you can go to Alaska for...
Yeah.
The Shelter Lodge, courtesy of Alaska Real and Alaska Airlines.
Brother, that sounds like we...
There's a bunch of prizes.
I'm in...
And I get none of it. I'm where everybody else can have it.
That's a pretty good deal. And is it... You say... Where can you go... Hawaii Goes Fishing website and then...
No, Hawaii Goes Fishing will have a booth at the expo. And at the expo, they'll have an area. They might have a couple areas, actually. You can just sign up, quick email and address and name. put it in the box, and then they'll draw a winner. And they'll probably contact the winner. We'll probably do the winner name drawing around the fishing tournament time also. So that's a great additive. I mean, on top of that, if you I also wanted to mention the first 500 kids that show up, Keiki's Izuo Brothers is giving away bamboo fishing poles.
Wow.
So with entry, by all means, the kids will walk away with guarantee. Well, the first, I think I'll do 250 and 250 Saturday, Sunday. So both days they'll get something. And they'll get a free fishing pole courtesy of Izuo Brothers.
And it's worth it. Yeah, the Izuo Brothers are pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing so much for us.
And always. They donate to a lot of the causes and fishing groups and what have you. And they've always been an
very
island
supportive,
state. Very supportive. So. Yeah. One of the things, though, now I'm really encouraged. I have, you know, $3. Now I can take my kid and even get, if I get there early.
Get there early, yeah.
And it's worth it, so I can get a chance for a trip to Alaska by making a good pokey. And then after that, obviously, there's probably spinoffs, because your pokey will, if you win, you know, you never know. And then you get a chance to go to Vegas. If you won the tournament.
If you won the tournament, you can go to, you have plenty of money to spend in Vegas.
Oh, man. But that is really good, what is going on. And so let us know who are some of the other sponsors, because I want people to know that. I know the Hawaii Fishing News, for example, is going to be giving away a free copy of this month's issue. I'm sorry.
I think he's Chuck Johnson from Hawaii Fishing News printed up an extra 1,000 copies. It's a $5 value, and he's giving it away, like, for free. He's just helping us out, and, you know, it's the voice of the fisherman. The magazine is amazing. It always keeps us up to date what's happening, the, you know, the controversies with DLNR and things like that. Us as fishermen have to hooey together and make the voice, you know, speak out of what we want, and, you know, let DLNR, let these people know that, you know, we're pro fishermen. We don't want places cut off from us. We don't want all these rules and regulations to a point.
Right.
You know, so.
And you're not suggesting that you don't want, and they're not necessary rules and regulations, but they can be overbearing and a little unrealistic.
A little unrealistic, and we want to say in these rules. We definitely agree with there needs to be rules and regulations, just that we'd like to be a part of these rulemaking rather than just told what we're going to have to be done when we're the ones using that resource.
Right.
So that's the part that we as fishermen want to have a say rather than just be told.
Right. And also, you want good sound management, and you can't hang your hat on something that today it's the green revolution, yesterday was the biodiversity, and the next day it's the hot spots and the sustainability, and you're figuring these things occur through administrations. Each year, or each month, or whatever, there's a new chairperson that comes in with a new... So we want to guard against that kind of mindset, and historically it's been a problem for the local fishermen.
And the local fishermen have really started to just put their foot down and say, hey, you know, I've been fishing here all my life, and all of a sudden you're telling me I can't go there, you know, I can't take my kids there, I can't, you know, camp there now, you know, the main time you catch these Zulus is overnight. I can tell you, all the call-ins, 99% of all the call-ins that we got to Zulus were in the middle of the night. You know, so that's when these predators are mainly feeding.
They're cruising, looking for dinner.
And some of these rules that are coming up, if you're not familiar, it doesn't allow you technically to take your kids and have them experience overnight fishing and things. It just makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
And we don't appreciate that kind of stuff. You know, it's a generation and generation thing that's kind of getting halted now. And as fishermen, I want to be able to take my kids there doing that, things, you know.
Well, you know, I don't want to be an extremist, but to say and suggest that this is far out, but fishermen and ocean users are the canaries in the cave. Or the coal mine. Because if you go fishing and you find that you're not getting any fish, that's an indication that something's wrong, right?
Yeah.
And we're still pumping sewage in the ocean, so if you took all the fishermen and shut them out tomorrow, there's really no real effort mm-hmm. per se, the real science. Mm-hmm. The, you know, when we're talking about keeping a person from having a tarp at night, mm-hmm. fishing, having a background in natural resource management, wildlife, and as a game warden and on, I can tell you, having a tarp out has nothing to do with managing natural resource.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, it has nothing to do with that, right?
Absolutely nothing.
Having a flashlight has nothing so you can keep from stepping on a rock and falling down a cliff.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with natural resources.
Exactly.
But for somehow, the managers have incorporated this nonsense.
Yeah.
And yet, you haven't heard a single word, a peep, to file actions or legal actions mm-hmm. against the city and others who dump sewage in the water.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's talking about, they say fishermen are extremists in their request
uh-huh.
and not wanting to cooperate. But you have to ask yourself, you know, what's going on? You know, you're keeping up some lights and tarps and a bed to stretch out. You know, and some uh-huh. of these gentlemen are 60s and 60s.
Oh yeah,
they're older people.
My dad is 62 and he he's recovering from cancer.
Yeah,
and he loves to fish overnight. But you know, it's silly, like the kind of things they're implementing on it.
But you haven't seen. I've read every paper. The story that DLNR put out there and the glossy, and here's what troubles me. I've never heard a single one of them say, we're going to prosecute the city for dumping sewage and not upgrading its sewage, and sewage kills fish.
Yeah.
Sewage kills larvae. Sewage, the siltation, the chemicals and what mm-hmm. have you, changes the turbidity or the clarity in the water so sunlight don't get through,
uh-huh.
and on and on and on, right?
Just the domino effect
yeah.
of how that affects everything.
And I don't want to scare you. I know you say you came up with this out of a dream, but to add a little nightmare to your dream, they're building big cages. They're not building ponds so you can fish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They're building big cages out there.
Uh-huh.
So taking state waters
mm-hmm.
and renting them out
mm-hmm.
to build cages so that they can sell you fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then putting you, each day they squeeze you. You got moi being raised on mm-hmm. this side of the island. Well, you can't go there now. And you got the fishing, you got the oil tender buoys out there. You can't go there now. And
there,
you got the military. You can't go there. And then, oh, by the way, don't you dare come with a tarp or I'll arrest you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so anyway, you can probably tell.
No, but this is, but this is what the Ocean University area is about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, you're a fisherman, DLNR will have a booth there. Go ask them these questions.
Right.
Ask them what's going on. This is what it's about. You know, and you're going to have the other guys that are explained just like in your scenario. Ask
mm-hmm.
them, you know, ask these questions. Because, you can read about it and stuff, but you really want to get to know the details from the people who are really involved in this. And they'll be here at the Ocean Expo.
Right.
And this is the best way. This is the platform that that we'd like to create so these questions and answers can be, brought up.
This is, how about... people are going to be, can they be purchasing from these booths? They'll be able to buy merchandise?
Yep. Yep.
How does that work?
Well, all the booths they're able to retail. They can sell. And there's going to be show specials. So, for example, Hanapa and Five Ocean Seven Seas has a huge fishing and diving area. So you'll get show discounts. You'll be able to buy that pole at cheaper than you would be able to buy it today.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take any business away from them right now. But like from the retail, the clothing lines, you can buy surf shorts from Reef and Slippers, these companies that would be like less than 50% off. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's their samples and the things that they have and stuff that hasn't even hit the stores yet. You'll be able to purchase them at below cost,
mm-hmm.
like literally 50% to 60% off of what you get it at the shops. So it's a retail thing. What I want to mention, it's a thing for everybody. So for example, a lot of people don't get out to Haleiwa
mm-hmm.
or Kahuku and they want the Giovanni shrimp truck. They're
mm-hmm.
going to be in town this weekend, you know what I mean, making that garlic shrimp.
What?
Yeah, so we have Giovanni shrimp truck. You can get the poke bowls from Fresh Catch. Sumo Bento is doing like little bento so you can go and eat. Just It's a little bit for everything. I mean, we even have a Coors Light beer garden. You know what I mean?
Oh, gee.
we're trying to hit all bases because.
So, the fisherman can he can come down there. He don't have to really sell it because he can bring mama.
Yep.
The children, grandma,
yep.
Grandpa.
Yep.
And grandma. The dog. Sounds like everything. You know, I mean.
Yep. Grandma wanted to learn from the top chefs in Hawaii certain recipes that they have. We have the chefs from Nobu, the executive chef. And, you know, Nobu's one of the best restaurants in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Executive chef Lindsay Ozawa will be doing some demonstrations. I think we have Ed from town who's super supportive of buying local produce and meats and poultry and things as much as he can. Ed buys everything local. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come down and help us do some demonstrations. That's town in Kaimuki, off of Wailea, too. So we have a bunch of things in store that's going to be great for everyone.
I was looking at the website with all the advertisement and the sponsors, and I saw that, and I thought, well, I'm inclined definitely because I see a lot of other radio stations here supporting you, and I thought, well, we got to hop in at least KWAI, got to at least...
thank you so much, Carl. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you got, as I said, GEICO earlier. Mm-hmm. You got Star Bulletin midweek.
And then we have... Well, we're doing... KHON is our main sponsor, Coors Light... Coppertone, Suncare, all the Hawaiian 105, you know, KINE, and all the Cox radio stations.
Yeah, Hawaiian Kind, Power 104, and then you're sitting here with us at KWAI. Yeah. I like
KWAI.
We like to get involved in the fishing, especially here with my show, you know, talking and bringing the word out and you know, so if there's...
As a fisherman, I really appreciate what you're doing and helping us, you know, get these things out. Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, they don't realize what's happening around us, you know. They don't know that there's a, you know, state registration that's coming up for all fishermen. And eventually that's going to turn into a state fee, you know. I mean, but I'm actually for that. As long as they put that money...
To use. Let's back up, because that's a license to kill for these guys in the state office.
To manage and to protect our resources.
Yeah, specific. You have to be specific. Exactly. Don't leave anything for us with these people. It's like, no, you got to spell it out for them.
Exactly.
Because it all goes in the general fund, maybe.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, you know, and the next thing you know, we don't have any money because we had to get some, some weeds, and we bought spray cans and bottles for a non-profit organization to go out there you know, that kind of stuff.
That's true. There's a lot of gray areas.
So you have to be specific, you know.
Very true.
But the thing is that we talk a lot about fishing and fishing issues and what's impacting, and I'd say that this station, KWAI, just affording us this opportunity to do this.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know,
yeah, it's amazing. Thank you so
and
much.
And you know, with fishing, the Hawaii fishing news, and then with this, I mean, you're bringing everything together, and so the public, I'm hoping the fishermen support this because there's so much. They get a discount. They can get the chance. You know,
yeah, the fishermen for sure has come. Last year is a testament itself. 12,000 people came out. It just was a unreal. Unreal Expo. It was our vision that we saw come true, and now we're on our second year. We're expecting more people because now we have a little bit more grasp on it, and our marketing is a little bigger, and I think the word of mouth from last year is going to help us out a ton. Mm-hmm. And we're excited for this Expo, and we just hope that each year will grow and grow, and we can be that platform for the fishermen, for the surfers, even how there's a controversy on paid for parking down at, you know, Alawai, you know, just... It's just a good platform for all ocean-minded people to come together and be
they're being charged and pushed out.
How you want to take charge these free parking for all these years? And what are they doing? They're surfing. They're exercising. They're making kids do activities rather than be, you know, get caught up in other things.
Right. So
they're in the water there.
And they get a furlough day, and the kids can go down there, but then you got to pay.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, no, it's another tax on them.
Right, and yet it's all for the management of the resources. And I don't know, I've never seen a fish park his car or that we need to mitigate parking for fish in the population. See, none of this has anything to do with natural resource management. absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know. But again, this is February 27th, 28th.
HawaiiOceanExpo.com for any information for if you wanted a booth or you just want to be at a, just attend the expo and you have you're wondering what is going to be there. I mean, we have everything from the little keikis to the tutus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be it's a fun thing.
And for those that do not have internet, a computer, or just a what number of telephone number can they call because the time is coming up?
561-4411. That would be Kanoi.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch with them for any kind of info for booth spaces or just finding out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
KHON will be broadcasting our commercials and information nonstop from probably from tomorrow on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna go big. Information from the Poke Contest, go to KHON2.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up and send your recipe in.
Mm-hmm.
And GT Masters, if you want to still enter the tournament, you have until Tuesday at the very, very latest to postmark your entry. And that's GTMastersCup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call 236-1449 for that information.
And then I'll post this up at carolcox.com, your link to your webpage for those that, and some of you can go there and listen. And, you know, anything else that we didn't get that you want to share with them?
I just want to thank you for having us on here. I really appreciate this opportunity to share in depth of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our sponsors, the, you know, Izua Brothers, Coors Light, KHON, Coppertone, Cox Radio, Cumania,
mm-hmm.
all these people who really are helping us. Geico helping us get this show on the road. It's taken, this is only our second year, so we've expanded already, and we're excited what's going on, and we just appreciate the sponsors who let us make this happen.
Well, you know what intriguing about this is that these are well-established companies that are sponsoring you. And I don't hear any part of your statement where you've been told to muffle or the issues about that. That's why I was quite interested in this and saying, wow, if these people are putting their name on this,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hawaii Fishing News, KHON2,
yep.
Geico, that's saying that they have a sense of community.
Yeah. Yep,
and I like that. I know the issues, and,
mm-hmm.
and I know there's a lot of people go, well, I like to get involved, come on your show, but you know you're a little radical, whatever that means. You know, I mean, if they want to see radical, I take them down to state capitol and show them radical. You know, but you know, but it's amazing that you have this. This is a class act.
Thank you.
And so they'll get a free copy. Up to a thousand free copies
from Hawaii Fishing News. Yeah, it's a $5 value. Come on down.
Poke contest, and you get a chance to win a trip to
Alaska.
Alaska. So
Shelter Lodge, Alaska Airlines. Hawaii Goes Fishing, go to their booth. You have a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. 5-night stay, all meals paid, courtesy of Hawaii Goes Fishing, California Hotel, and Vacations Hawaii.
Okay.
So there's a lot out there. The first 500 kids, 250 each day, get a free fishing pole from Izua Brothers, the bamboo fishing pole. So some great stuff going on.
Great. Well, anyway, thank you, Russ and Oi.
Thank you very much,
Carol. I appreciate
Carol.
You coming in.
Thank you.
And again, for the Hawaii Ocean Expo coming up at Blaisdell, 27-28. And thanks again. And give us a call next week and let us know, update. And, you know. So, again, thank you. This is the Carol Cox Show, and aloha. Tina Kazon is coming up next, so we will see you soon.
Thank you.
I was born and raised in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so raggedy that folks used to call me fatty. Papa used to tease me about it. Deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with his shovel in his hand. See, education he never had, but he did wonders when the time got bad. A little money from the crops he raised.
Thanks for listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.